This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Both the full House and Senate convened yesterday afternoon, but their business was brief and more procedural than substantive.
Speaker announces the conferees on House Bill 3, Representatives Henry, Smith, and Barra.
Behind the scenes, however, the art of the barter goes on. We know what the deal is, Senate approval of the House Speaker's resolution to start skimming some dedicated funds next year, in exchange for House agreement to use more of the rainy day fund now. The trick is convincing enough members in both chambers.
I'm trying to figure out why we really need to do this.
Senator Regina Barrow, a Baton Rouge Democrat, quizzed the Speaker on his plan to use dedicated funds to help pay down state debt.
Why do we need to do this now rather than do this during the regular session?
Good question. We're making our debt payments just fine. This is actually more directed toward helping us with our ailing state general fund.
It's also a bargaining chip to get two-thirds of the Republican-controlled House to agree to using $99 million instead of $75 million of the rainy day fund. Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry.
I think the 99 we're not necessarily comfortable with just yet.
So this final day of the special session, the Senate will discuss and vote on the House Speaker's proposal first. Then the House will convene and ultimately take up the Senate President's measure to use $99 million of the rainy day fund. Meanwhile, there will be a lot of verbal arm twisting in hallways and side rooms to try and get 70 House members on board. But as Senate President Alario advises,
sometimes in a democracy, we each have to give and take to make things work.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.